Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
What, Dylan's goo?
Yeah.
Oh, that goo.
I'm almost done with Deadwood, so I guess I'll watch it. How long are the episodes?
Is that what you call your cock?
You act like you're going to start to climb the gate or fence to get to them.
What?
Jim's Barbecue Podcast presents Swords of the Week.
Just felt like a fucking dumbass.
That's sexy.
Dead sexy.
Dude, it made way more sense than pretty much anything Jim says.
Hi, welcome to episode 48 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
Wow.
you got
a loyal fan base out there doing the Dylan, and you got to change it up.
Wait, what was that? They didn't hear me? I'll do it again. I'm Dylan.
Oh, I thought maybe you had a cold or something, or a case of laryngitis or something.
A cock in the mouth.
Truth be told, I might actually have another cold developing.
Maybe he's got a stone cock in his mouth. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
I don't have a stone cock in my mouth, but I do have a stone something else.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means.
Me
either. I guess maybe we'll find out. All right. Well, if you want to find out what Dylan's got in his mouth, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to see pictures of what I got in my mouth or get updates about what's in my mouth, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
If you'd like me to send you the pictures personally, email me at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or just go straight out to www.jimsbbqpod.com and check out the episode to find all the pictures of Dylan shoving stuff in his mouth.
You can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's
chagrin.
Jim's Shug Knight?
Jim Shug Knight. Oh, I love it.
Dude, I'd carry an iPhone around before I fucking would. I don't know. Shug Knight's a dick.
So, Dylan, I think we might get the answer to the question that everybody's wondering. What stone item are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a stone collaboration with Marble and Odell Brewing. It's their Mega Wheat Double IPA. It's pretty damn tasty, if I do say so myself.
Oh, I had a sample of that at Wegmans the other day. It was pretty good.
Wait, Wegmans?
Yeah, Wegmans.
You were there the other day?
Yeah, the other day.
I didn't hear about this. Why am I just hearing about this now?
How come you didn't tell us?
I don't know. I figured you guys knew that I was already there.
Nope.
All the loyal listeners are probably upset. You normally go live when you're at Wegmans.
Yeah, sometimes. Not every time. But yeah, I was there Saturday. It was lovely. They had a beer tasting. It was great.
Saturday.
They also had their mint chocolate stout there.
Nice.
Yeah. And that was okay. It was better than there was another brewery that did like a mint
Bow's Point.
Oh, that's who it was. And that one was kind of chalky to me.
I didn't like it. So, but this is good. I like this.
Say, Jim, what are you drinking this evening?
I am drinking a fine-ass Sprecher's cream soda.
Sweet. So, Jim, I have a question for you. And it's gonna come from what I'm drinking this evening.
Is it multiple choice?
No.
Okay.
I got to see if you know about this or not. I mean, you're a resident Ohioan.
Ohio.
Yeah, and I am drinking from Jackie O's Brewing, their Paw Paw Wheat Ale.
Yeah, is that the one with the like mask thing on the cover?
It is. It is.
It looks like the dude from Crash Bandicoot.
And according to the label. And this is why I'm questioning you about this. According to the label, the pawpaw fruit, it's like some fruit that is like indigenous to Ohio. Are you familiar with the pawpaw fruit?
Yep.
Have you had pawpaw fruit?
No, I think it's southern Ohio.
Oh, okay. Because I thought the label said like Athens or something. I thought that.
No, oh, yeah, that's very southern Ohio. Athens, yeah.
Okay.
I think what it is you know how the Earth's gone through several like rotations, and I don't know what you'd call them, climate changes throughout the centuries and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our area, which I'm sure probably covered up towards you at some point, we were the tropical area of the world, and this fruit is from that time. It's somehow stuck around and never, if it's the right thing I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it really is kind of tropical. The beer is a very tropical flavor, a little bit of like a banana esque type flavor to it.
Yeah,
so I was just kind of curious if you had experienced the pawpaw fruit.
No, I've never had it, but if it is like bananas, I probably wouldn't like it. But I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Is like I said, the you know. Obviously, we're not the tropical region of the world anymore, but somehow the plant survived through all the climate changes and, you know, survived the cold and seasons and all that stuff and still grows in the summer.
Yeah, I see where Athens is. I've been down in that area. It's like southeast of Columbus, like right near the West Virginia border.
Yeah, that's so, where the Ohio U is at, and it's Athens, it's, the college down there. Which is famous for its Halloween party.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm drinking a pawpaw wheat, and I had never heard of a pawpaw fruit before, so I figured I had
very cool.
I figured I had to ask you about it.
What was the? What did we have in San Juan?
Mofongo.
Oh, the mofongo with the plantains.
Yeah, I'm so glad Paul talked me into trying it. It was very good.
Well, maybe depending on what we choose, maybe you'll have some more mofongo. In another year and change.
I'm telling you, dude, if we end up staying there for like a day or two or whatever, I'm going to be eating some mofongo.
A day or two? I was hoping like maybe two tree days.
Two tree days?
Yeah.
2 days in the trees?
Yeah, man.
That would be very fun, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of stuff to do there. I mean, beyond Old San Juan. So, I mean, we could definitely explore Puerto Rico a little bit.
It'd be very cool. I was looking up different stuff they have there. There's plenty to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's like tours of like the there's a rainforest that you can take tours of called El Yunque, and that kind of sounded cool to me. But we'll see. The second semi-annual Jim's BBQ podcast fan cruise, we might be going out of San Juan, Puerto Rico this time, or we've got a couple other ones that we might look at. But stay tuned. We'll tell you about it when we decide what we're going to do with it.
The other thing that I'd like to do that I think would be really cool is the pirate stuff.
Yeah, that would be pretty neat. They had that one boat right there, right near where our ship was. You know, like doing like the pirate cruises.
Yeah.
The other cool thing, I don't know if I could do it because I mean I don't know what if there's weight limits on it or not, but they have the kayaks that go to the bioluminescent bays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that looks pretty neat. Although they said like so the interaction of people being in them has kind of deteriorated them over time. So it might not even really be worth it all that much.
Yeah, there's also a zip line on San Juan too.
Yeah, I can't do those, unfortunately. None of them are weighted for me, Jim. I'm too big.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's not even me being really like a fat ass. It's me being 6'5", you know?
Oh, I know. You're fucking tall, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. I mean, you and Dylan could probably just barely not make the weight, you know, combined.
I don't know, dude. I got to help a lot with that, probably.
But we'll see what happens, right?
True that, but yeah, there's plenty of shit for us to do there. Really cool stuff. Yeah. So,
yeah, I was thinking at least 2 to 3 days. You know, like even if like the first day you like fly down and then you just you know like chillax wherever we end up staying,
and then have like two, and full then you days. Have
like 2 full days, and then so you would do like Thursday would be the day you would fly down. You'd do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday is when the cruises leave out of there.
Yep. That'd be very cool.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Some of the places I was looking at look amazing and just beautiful. But, well...
Dude,
we'll
I'm telling you, man, it's paradise there, dude. It's yeah. amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see what we do. We'll come up with something. But stay tuned on the podcast. I'm sure we'll start talking about it here in what, maybe another three or four weeks. Well, when we actually book it and everything, you know?
Know what I'm saying? Which
that'll be probably a little bit of ways. But hey, I mean, on to some other stuff that might be a little more exciting and topical. I know Dylan was gonna weave a tale for us this evening, so we're gonna kick it over to him, I guess.
Yes. So, sorry, it's just wetting my whistle a little bit there.
Wait, let me guess. You got mugged again?
No, thankfully, did not get mugged again.
That would be unfortunate.
You guys would know too.
Wait, you mugged somebody?
Yes, I did the mugging.
This time was personal.
As you know, I work in retail in a liquor store.
Right.
So, last week, we have this customer come in, and she buys an abnormal amount of, since she started coming in, she buys an abnormal amount of Budweiser and Bud Light Tall Boys.
Okay.
She buys like 10 of them at a time, like each.
Wow.
You know, and she's kind of cheating the system a little bit because a Tall Boy is equal to like two beers, basically, and we sell them for like $1.79. So okay. She's kind of making off like a pretty good deal or whatever. Yeah. But whatever, we're making a good profit on them. So
That's actually pretty pricey for those. They're cheaper around here.
Well, I don't know. I'm just like spitballing it. It's like something like that. You know, I don't remember. Yeah. Like, to me, it's some low.
It's a really good price for them.
Yeah. So she comes in the other day and she's only got her two bottom teeth. So. Huh. Just give you an idea of what kind of person she is.
Oh,
but
so
you know what?
For those beers, they flow pretty easily down her gullet then.
Oh, definitely. But she's a nice lady, you know. She's never given us any trouble before. She just comes in, she buys her beers, you know, we chit-chat a little bit, and she's on her way. Whatever. Not going to judge anybody just because they're missing some fucking teeth. It's just sort of her character notes. So she comes in and she says, hey, can I get a case of them?
All right, so the lady asked to get a case of those, huh?
Yeah, a case.
Let's rewind for a second. So what I don't understand, like, how's she making out by buying more because it's like two beers?
Because we charge like $13 for a 12-pack, but if you buy like 10 of those, you're pretty much like you're spending underneath $13 and probably getting like a couple more.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So
get what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
So she says, hey, can I get a case of them? So now she's up to buying like cases of them. And we're like, yeah, sure. So I'm like, hey, can you go grab a case for her? And they're like, all right. And guy runs in the back, grabs it. And she's like, is it cold? He's like, no, there wasn't a full one, but I can make a full one for you. I just got to repack this with the cold ones on the rack. So she's like, all right. And we're sitting there. And I'm talking to the wine manager. And then she just goes, she puts her bag down or her, basket. And she just kind of goes in this little tirade. She's like, you know, I work very hard at what I do. And sometimes I'm really fucking tired and I just want to come home and have a couple of beers and call it a day. And we're like, yeah, totally, totally hear you. Totally understand that feeling. And she's like, and you know, my coworkers drive me crazy. And sometimes I just want to punch them in their damn heads. Totally feel you on that. Totally understand. Totally, you know, whatever. You know, we're just.
And you're like, I agree.
Then basically, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. She's like.
And then Dylan punches one of his coworkers in the head.
Yeah, I'm just like, boom. And then she drops this on us. And she goes, and you know, there's just a certain group of people that I work with that just really annoys me. And like almost instantly I go, I'm thinking. Oh boy, I think I know where this is going. She's just like, there's just this group of people that, you know, just the way they are to me and the way they act is just so rude. And it's, oh, I just want to drive them crazy. And, you know, and the wine manager just goes like, it's a certain group of people. And she's like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to say where they're from. And he's like, ah,
Kazakhstan, right?
Well, he goes, ah, the Irish, you know, trying to make light of the situation.
Sure.
which I thought was kind of funny. And she's like,
fucking Irish.
And she goes, no. She kind of is giggling about it too. And she's like, no. I'm not prejudiced, but, and I'm like, oh my God.
As soon as you say that, you basically are.
You're basically admitted to saying, like, I'm not sexist, but I'm not trying to be, down on gays. I'm not trying to be, this, that, or the other. It's like, but you are.
Yeah, I bet.
So she's like, it's just this certain group of people. And, by now we're kind of a little uncomfortable. We're just like, oh, ha, 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 ha. And there's maybe like a 3-4 second pause. And then she puts her hand over her mouth, like she's trying to hide it from other people in the store, and just kind of, hushedly goes, it's the Spanish.
The Spanish.
And inside I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that.
Spanish, ma'am.
Or what? Well, the fucking wine manager should have been like, "What do you think about that, Mr. Gonzalez?"
That would have been friggin' hilarious.
What he did say was, "Oh, it's the Spanish." He goes, "Dylan, it's the people from Spain." and then this is where it spirals into just like lunacy. And then she goes, "No. They're from everywhere." We're like, well, what do you mean everywhere? She's like, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Paraguay.
El Salvador.
Well, she didn't say that. But she's
how funny would that have been, though?
And then I go, hey, and I like kind of elbow the wine maker. I go, oh, El Salvador. And he goes, oh, yeah, Dylan, the El Salvadorians. And she's like, yeah, it's all of them. All of those people. Just like, ugh. They just drive me crazy. They're just not a nice group of people. At this point, the guy finally shows up with the case of beer, and I'm like, oh, there's your case of beer. She's like, oh, have a nice day. She walks away, and I look at the wine manager, and I was like, oh my God. Like, Jesus Christ.
So you know what you should do the next time she comes in? Mix in with a few of those Budweiser or Bud Lights.
some Tecates.
No, I was going to say a couple of Cheladas.
Oh, a couple of Cheladas?
Yes.
Oh, man.
The drink of the Spanish.
Yeah. Or if she comes up and I'm ringing her up, I'm like, hola.
That would be funny, too.
Hey, señorita.
Hola, señorita. Oh, yeah. Man. It was just really funny. I just, like, it was so laughably racist. Like, she just... The fact that she put her hand over her mouth and was just like, it's the Spanish.
It's kind of like those old timers that whisper because they didn't want to say a disease name.
Yeah, exactly. And she's no spring chicken herself, but it just cracked me up.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, again, I'm not justifying it, but it was just so like blatantly like it was so blatantly racist. It was just like I kind of had to giggle about it.
Yeah, that's
giggle amazing. It just a little bit.
So that was my story from retail hell that I have for this week.
Well, that's pretty good, Dylan. It's good that racism is still alive in this day and age.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it?
You should especially... go when next time she's in. You should do the Ola thing.
Especially against the Spanish, I mean, I don't know what they've done recently, but, man, they...
What's those damn...
They certainly ruined this woman's life.
Yeah, apparently.
But no, it's not even... No, it's not the Spanish. It's everyone else south of the border, basically. I was just impressed that she even knew, like, what Paraguay and Belize were.
Ah, that's pretty amazing.
She might have heard it on TV.
Maybe. Maybe she read it on Breitbart or something.
Maybe. She saw something about it at like on Fox News or something.
Exactly.
Maybe she was just reading about the Spanish Inquisition or something.
I should have just been like, oh, lady, you'd never expect the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. I mean, never forget. It's only been, It's only been, what, 600 years? 500 years? Yeah.
Well, it's only been like 30 years if we're going by Monty Python time.
Oh, that's true.
Nice. Still never seen those.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
They're pretty damn good, man.
There's just some British humor, I'm like, that's fucking funny. Other British humor, just don't get it.
I would think you should at least see Holy Grail.
Yeah, definitely Holy Grail.
I've caught bits and pieces of it here and there. I've just never watched it.
Holy Grail's really funny.
Yeah.
How funny is it, Dylan?
It's very funny. Sorry, you caught me off guard a little bit there at that.
Sorry, man.
So, Mike, you have a game to play with us.
Yes.
Like, do I have to rename you Jigsaw?
I was about to say, do you want to play a game?
it's more like, my name's Jigsaw. You want to play a game?
That was actually pretty good.
So, I'll tell you where this stems from. It was like just one of those things where, like, I saw something on Facebook.
Seen it?
A few days. Yeah, I seen it with my own two eyes. A couple days ago, I saw something, and it kind of intrigued me. Someone was complaining because there's a movie coming out called Fist Fight. And I think
that fucking movie.
I think it's with one of your favorite rappers. I think
yeah, it was Cube. Yeah,
Cube is in it. Yeah, and it's Cube and Charlie Day.
He's fucking hilarious.
Well, apparently, the movie wasn't called Fist Fight originally. It was called like Teacher Fight, and they changed the name of it. So it got me thinking. I don't know why the thought. Came to me. I just saw it was just like someone complaining that the name changed or something like that. And I was just like, man, I was like, I've always heard about all these, like how movies like over time.
Like a couple of dicks.
Yeah. How like movies over time have like changed names, like where like Revenge of the Jedi became
Return of the Jedi.
There you go.
Hey, little fun fact. Our original podcast name was going to be A Couple of Dicks.
Huh. Well, it's kind of unfortunate that you guys said that one, because that was going to be the final question in my game.
There's the famous Crandall gloss over.
Yes. Well, no, I don't even remember us calling it that. Did we? Were we going to?
No.
Oh, okay. But so basically what the game is going to be is I'm going to give you the original title. And you're going to have to tell me the actual title that the movie came out as.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I like this idea.
Okay. So to buzz in, you just need to say your name.
Okay.
Got that, Jim?
We should do something better than our names. Make a funny noise.
Okay. I mean, whatever you want to do with, as long as I can remember who said what.
You'll know.
I guess it won't matter. I mean, as long as, I guess I'll hear who said it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but how much better would it be to hear us make funny noises?
Yeah, so come up with a funny noise, Dylan. Okay. Jim?
Oh, you'll hear it.
Okay. Oh, you're not going to even tell us.
Nope. He's just going to start ripping ass into his microphone.
Okay, so are you ready for your first one?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right. The original title is 3000.
3000?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a hint, like a genre maybe?
Okay. So that was going to be my question is as we play this, do you guys want hints? Like, do you want like actors, actresses in it? Maybe a setting, like the city it was in, things of that nature.
If we're stumped.
Okay.
I can make an educated guess based off the number. Are we talking about dollar 3000?
I'll answer that question. Yes.
Ooga!
Okay, Jim.
Pretty Woman.
You got it. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh. Do you guys know what the original ending of Pretty Woman is?
Dante gets shot?
What?
No.
No. But do you know what the original ending to Pretty Woman is?
No. Lay it on us.
So Richard Gere, like, basically drops her off on the street where he met her, And I guess, like, I forget if it's he, like, a bunch of money, like, falls out of it. Oh, no, she throws, like, wads of cash at him in anger, like, you know, like a fuck you and your fucking money. And she starts, like, and she's just standing there, like, crying. And then she just starts picking up all the money and the credits roll because it's kind of like, no, you know, she really needs it regardless of it. I've never actually seen the movie, so I don't know what the actual real ending is. I just know there's more of like a happy ending to it, right?
The only reason I said that is because I think $3,000 was the dollar amount he paid her, wasn't it?
That is correct. Or it's how many dicks. My alternate answer was going to be is how many dicks she's taken previously.
Wow, nice. That's a lot.
That's a lot of dicks.
It is.
All right, we're at next one.
Now, you guys aren't using Google or anything, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. This is a Google-free zone, Jim.
It is.
All right, you ready?
It's the trust system from GoldenEye.
So Jim's up 1-0. Original title was Eaters of the Dead. Dylan.
13th Warrior.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
It's tied, 1-1.
Speed round.
Eaters of the Dead was the name of the Michael Crichton novel.
Very good. All right. Third original title. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Dylan.
Blade Runner.
Wow. 2-1, Dylan.
Based off the novel by, I can't remember the guy's name.
It's Philip K. Dick.
Philip K. Dick.
I claim unfair advantage because I don't read.
Okay, well.
It doesn't matter.
All right, fourth title. The Coma Guy.
The Coma Guy? I got nothing.
The Coma Guy.
All right, we need a hint.
Let's see here. Sandra Bullock.
Speed?
Ironically enough, there is a train involved.
Oh, shit, I can't remember the name of the fucking movie.
Bill Pullman.
No, I'm thinking of a different movie then.
I don't even know who Bill Pullman is.
he's not Bill Paxton.
That's about what I was going to say.
It's Lone Star from Spaceballs.
Oh. Why didn't you just say Lone Star?
Because that's his real name.
Peter Gallagher is also in it.
All right. I don't know.
You guys are out of time on that one. The Coma Guy changed into While You Were Sleeping.
I don't even know what the fuck that movie is.
Yeah, I don't either.
The guy basically gets hit by a train and goes into a coma, and she basically ends up falling in love with him.
That sounds fucking dumb.
Yeah, kind of a romantic comedy. All right, next movie.
How is that comedy. Funny?
Well, it ends up being a little funny. Okay, you ready? Okay, next one. Scary Movie. Dylan.
Scream?
You got it.
Ah.
So what's funny about that is Scary Movie became Scream, and then Scream ended up having a parody movie made of it called
Scary Movie.
Scary Movie.
Very good. All right. Next one. Tonight He Comes.
Is that a poem?
Oh, I fucking know this one too. God damn it.
And that means he literally does come.
Like he arrives?
No.
Oh.
Well, he arrives at something.
He comes to a... I think Jim just came.
I think he did. What was that? Was that like your buzzer noise?
I was giving you guys my O face.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't see that.
All I hear is, ooh.
Oh.
Is that you?
Remember what? No, it wasn't. What was the, that's a different movie, the O face. What was that in?
I don't know.
The 50 Shades of Grey.
No, it was a comedy. Oh.
Okay. First clue. You know what I'm saying?
Will Smith.
Okay.
That's not a movie.
Oh. Wait, what was the original he's coming?
Tonight He Comes.
Was it that fucking vampire movie? Oh, I can't think of that name either. So
what would he come with?
A shotgun.
No, I mean, literally, he does come.
Like in a porno?
Yes.
Hmm.
Jason Bateman is in it.
I know what it is, and I can't fucking think of the name.
It's not Hancock, is it?
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to guess Hancock.
You got it, Dylan.
Wait, what?
You got it, Hancock.
That was originally called Tonight He Comes?
Yes.
No, I was thinking of the...
sense.
That's what it was called.
I was thinking of the one with Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston.
Hmm.
Wow, that's... What is the origin to that?
I don't recall. I mean, it was something to do with like the original story of it. It apparently has something to do with him literally coming.
All right, hold on a second. I need to look this up. I saw that movie in theaters too, and that was like, it was all right. The Draft of Hancock was about a troubled 12-year-old and a fallen superhero. Okay.
Oh, wow, shit. That's not even the movie I was thinking it was. I was thinking of the one with him and Kevin James where he tries to hook him up.
Holy shit, this movie was rewritten by Vince Gilligan, the guy who did fucking Breaking Bad.
Hmm. That dude's awesome.
The original script was a scathing character study of the suicidal alcoholic superhero. And then the director said they wanted to lighten it up, and they did. And,
there was no comment.
It was retitled John Hancock, and then it was eventually shortened to Hancock. So I guess it was a bit more dark than the original, than what actually came to light. I can't believe Vince Gilligan wrote that movie.
That doesn't seem like his handiwork.
No, not at all.
So Dylan is up 4-1. At this point.
Oof.
Jim, you still got several more to come back with, okay?
Can I phone a friend?
Maybe.
You could have a Patriots comeback.
You could. There we go. You could. Okay. So the original title of the next one, East Great Falls High. That is the name of a high school.
I kind of figured.
Well, just to kind of give it context.
I have an idea.
It's definitely a comedy.
All right, I'm going to take a shot. Damn it.
Oh, Jim.
Breakfast Club?
Wrong.
Ugh.
Dylan.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Still wrong.
Ooh.
So, Jim, you mentioned breakfast. There is food involved.
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
That's my noise.
Jim, that is incorrect.
Hee-haw.
Jim.
No, I made a new one.
He upset the cat.
Well, you buzzed in.
No, I was making a new noise in case I got it right, but I was wrong.
Oh.
I just love that you can hear the cat in the background. It's like, what are those fucking humans doing?
There's also a flute involved.
A skin flute?
Oh! Yeehaw!
Jim!
American Pie.
You got it, Jim.
Yes.
That's a horrible original title.
What was it? East something high?
East Great Falls High.
Wow.
That movie would have tanked if it was called that.
Oh, no doubt. Okay, you ready for the next one? And this one you guys better be quick with, because it's pretty damn close. So you guys got to be on the buzzer fast. Ready? Tomorrow Never Lies.
Hee-haw!
Jim.
Tomorrow Never Dies?
You got it, Jim.
Woo!
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
That's a lazy name change.
Was that a Bond movie?
It was.
It was.
Okay.
It was
Jim,
it was
Jim, you're back in this.
It was the second one with Pierce Brosnan. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, I liked Pierce Brosnan. He was a good guy.
Jim, you're back in this. It's now 4-3.
Ooh. The suspense is building.
Next one, The Last First Kiss.
Hee-haw!
Jim.
50 First Dates.
Wrong.
Oh.
I just want Jim to win so he keeps making the noise.
Clue. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what was the original title again?
The Last First Kiss.
Or hammer, whatever the noises I make.
Dylan.
Hitch?
You got it.
Fucker. I guess Hitch earlier.
It's the only good that movie's ever done for me.
Ugh.
Okay, next one. The Cut Horror Killings.
The Cut Horror Killings?
Yep.
I definitely need a hint.
Clint Eastwood.
Ooga!
Jim has like five noises.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Wrong. No. Dylan.
Play Misty for me?
Wrong.
Next hint.
I'm thinking here. Morgan.
Yeehaw! Dirty Harry.
Wrong.
Damn it.
In case you guys missed the answer.
No. It's,
or missed the clue. Dylan.
It's Unforgiven.
Very good, Dylan.
I haven't even seen that fucking movie.
I couldn't think of which one Morgan Freeman was in. Andy Dufresne.
All right, next one. The Tribal Rites of the Saturday Night. Who was that? Dylan?
That was me, yeah. I'm going to guess Saturday Night Fever.
Wow, you got it, Dylan.
Wow.
That seems obvious.
All right, next one. Shoeless Joe.
Restaurant in Canada.
It is.
What?
Shoeless Joe's is a restaurant in Canada.
Yeah, no, that's not the answer.
Is it sports related?
Yes. Dylan?
Field of Dreams?
Wow, Dylan, running the table.
Wow.
Good flick.
Okay. Dylan, I think you've already clinched it, but we can do the last couple. Because you're up.
He's clinched it, all right, on the toilet.
You're up 8-3, and there's only three left. So I think you've clinched it. Story of Your Life.
Ooh, I don't know.
This is the newest movie on this list. It actually came out last year. I'll give you the star. Amy Adams.
Ooga!
Jim.
Trainwreck?
That is incorrect.
She's not in Trainwreck.
Well, she...
You're thinking of Amy Schumer.
Oh, my bad.
Dylan.
Arrival?
You got it.
What the fuck? No, wait a minute. Mike, are these all actual, like, original titles? Or are they, like, working titles?
They were original titles prior to the actual title.
Because sometimes movies, like, during production go under names that have nothing to do with, you know, the name. Because they don't want people, like, reading the script or, you know, leaking information to, you know.
Some of these were legitimate, like, they were actually called that.
Okay. No, I know that. Some of them were, so.
Yeah, and then they just decided to change them.
Okay.
There's two more. The next one is called, or was originally called, The Greatest Movie Ever Made.
Tusk.
Yoga Hosers.
Neither of those took place in the 1980s era, or neither of them were filmed in the 1980s era that this movie was filmed in. It was a children's comedy of sorts. Children's comedy adventure movie.
Ooga!
Jim.
Django?
No. Django?
Children's
Did you say Django?
Django. What? The movie with Robin Williams?
You mean Jumanji?
Yeah, that.
No, it wasn't that either. I'm just picturing how thrilling of a movie.
That came out in the 90s, you fool.
And how thrilling of a movie would Jenga be? Like, just people removing blocks?
If it was Donkey Kong Jenga, Jenga it would be.
Oh, my God. All right.
Dylan.
The Neverending Story?
No, but that's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
That's the right era, at least.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Jim.
Yeehaw!
Jim.
The Dark Crystal.
No. I think I got one for you. Short Round was in this movie.
Yeehaw!
I got that first.
Dylan.
The Goonies.
Very good.
Motherfuckers. You know they're making another one.
That's stupid.
Okay, Jim, get on the buzzer here. You got to get the last one.
Okay.
A Couple of Dicks.
Yeah.
Jim.
You can have it.
He
forgot.
Cop out.
Oh, man.
excited. I was like, cop, oh shit.
Dylan, congratulations, you won.
Woo! What have I won?
You won a gold star.
You won a smack in the ass on the next cruise.
I haven't even won bragging rights.
Yes. So that was our game that I came up with.
Oh, I like this good. Game.
All right.
This is a fun game. What are we going to call this game?
I don't know. I mean, I came up with just those ones. I mean, I can come up with... There was another thing I saw that I might have to research. I can't tell you what it is because then you might look. But maybe I should
call it "You're the Dumbass" and whoever loses is the dumbass.
You mean it's just like another segment, perhaps?
Yes.
Okay.
What was that Variety Hour TV show with all the hillbillies?
Hee-haw.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
That's what we should call it.
Okay.
No, I think that's copyrighted, Jim.
Maybe just
we should be more creative than that.
I just thought of that because I was saying it.
Maybe just call it Hahu.
There you go. Just call it Ah!
How do you spell that?
I'll try to think of a good name for it.
All right. I mean, maybe it won't be a every episode segment, but maybe we'll bring it back every once in a while.
That was fun, though.
That was fun, though. I enjoyed it. I just... He totally spaced out.
I was like, I'm like, what the hell is it called?
Do you guys know... Fun fact, too. Do you know the background of that movie, too? Besides, like, the Kevin Smith-related part of it?
It was supposed to be Will Ferrell and Marky Mark.
Yeah, it was originally the other guys.
Right.
Yeah, and they wanted to do a cop movie together, so that's how other guys came to be. They wanted too much money to do it or something.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Oh, man. Well, what else are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, maybe we could do another segment.
We could.
And switch things up a little bit.
We could. So, Dylan, I mean, as we were talking about last episode, you were going to get your choice of which segment you wanted to do the opener for, so... Are you actually going to do the insecurities, or
I am going to do the insecurities?
Oh, you got some big shoes to fill.
Literally.
Yeah.
Those would be might be just a good pair of slippers for me.
It's like a size 18.
Yeah, I know. It's like Scottie Pippen putting on Jordan's sneakers. I'm about to go live right now.
Oh, okay.
All right, ready?
Hold on.
All right, we're counting down.
Okay, well, you got to give it until we can get on there so we can...
All right, well, we are now live. Jim's BBQ Podcast live. Cheers, everyone out there in podcast land.
What the fuck, man? Oh, there you go.
As you can see my pirate flag over there. All right, so we're about to debut a brand new intro from me for our one of our favorite segments. You are all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
All right. Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
What's all that wiggling?
I don't know.
Oh, that was good.
That was pretty good. You know, the only shitty thing is there's a little bit of a delay on the video, but it was well worth watching it.
All right, Mike. Well, I'm still going to let you read the questions, though.
All right.
Since you got them, so I wouldn't really be able to do anything.
Question number 76. Describe the perfect kiss in 3 words. It's not a question per se, but we'll allow it.
This just makes me think of every kiss begins with K. The perfect kiss? I don't know. This sounds like a fucking 80s movie. Perfect Kiss starring Anthony Michael Hall and who was the chick from Say Anything?
I know. I was going to just go with Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, Molly Ringwald with that girl in a supporting role. I Own the Sky.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one, yeah.
That's such a good movie. All right. I don't know. I'm more interested in hearing what you guys have to say.
Okay.
Lip smacking good.
That's three words. Sloppy wet tongue.
It's better than sloppy wet bung.
Describe it in perfect kiss in three words. Gentle, yet passionate.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going for the romantic one.
There you go. Question number 77. What is your biggest addiction?
The internet.
I have to say video games.
I thought for sure Jim was going to say jerseys or fabric.
Or Sprecher's cream soda.
Ah, yes. I will say beer.
That makes you sound like an addict.
Well, it's my biggest addiction, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
You have to be an addict to enjoy it.
Planning trips.
Planning tricks? Now trips. We're back to Pretty Woman?
Trips.
You're a pretty good trip planner.
Question number 78. Do you have a song that reminds you of a relationship? If so, what's the song?
All right, you're getting fucking personal with this one.
Oh, geez. Sounds like Sargy about it. I mean,
I'm not getting Sargy, but I'm simply saying, like, this is getting fucking personal.
Yeah, you've got to be Sarge about it, though.
God, Dylan.
Sorry.
I didn't think I was getting too personal.
All right, I got one.
You could just make one up.
I could.
I got one, but this is going to be a strange answer because it was on a relationship of mine.
Okay.
My cousin dated this girl named Michelle, and every time I hear my Michelle, it makes me think of her.
Oh, I thought maybe that song reminded you of taking a shit.
No. My Michelle.
I'll answer since Dylan's still thinking. Van Halen's When It's Love reminds me of my relationship with Liz.
Aww.
It also reminds me of a very fun trip to Toronto that I took with her.
Was that
To actually see Van Halen in concert up at the Air Canada Center.
When you say relationship, though, does it have to be like that kind of relationship?
It could be any kind of relationship.
Oh, okay.
I used one for a girl my cousin dated.
Yeah. Dylan's always looking for the qualifiers on these questions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a good one that always makes me think of our friend Trevor. It was Mr. Jones. We were driving to Mr. Jones by Counting Crows. And we were driving to a hair metal festival, and that song came on, and we just, like, put the windows down, and Trevor was singing out to people in the cars next to us. I can't hear that song without thinking of him doing that.
That sounds about right for him.
You know what that makes me think of?
What's that?
Dark Lord Day! Woo!
Oh, boy. All right. So this question's a little tough because, I mean, it's early on in the year, plus Jim's on the podcast, so
he's not on the pot.
What does that mean?
Well, when you hear the question, you'll know why I said that.
Okay.
Question number 79.
Who's the biggest Sarge of the year?
No, that's close though. How many books have you read that so far this year? I think we could possibly ask this question now at the beginning of February and ask it at the end of December, and Jim's answer might be the same.
Yeah, zero.
No, that's not true. I can answer that question.
Okay.
Too many to actually count right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Because comic books count.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
I think I've read one so far, and it was a graphic novel. I just can't fucking remember what it was.
Yeah. I was going to say I'm probably like two or three books in at this point.
Including real books? Graphic.
Yeah. A couple graphic novels and then one novel.
That's way too big, dude. Novels are huge.
I know.
I got bored in like 3 seconds.
All right. Question.
Jim looks at the cover and says, nah.
Question number 80. Question 80. When I dance, I look like...
Fucking idiot.
MC Hammer on crack, Humpty.
A white guy. Do Do you want me to keep going with questions or?
Yeah, we're doing. We're rattling these off pretty well tonight.
Okay, we'll do a few more. Question number 81: who have you met that you wish you hadn't?
Oh, I could say so many people right now.
Dylan Gonzalez.
That's a lie.
I know. I'm just kidding.
You know,
this is a tough question.
Even if it was somebody that I wound up like disliking, yeah, at some point, like I am kind of happy that I met them because I learned there was some lesson to be learned from it. You know what I mean?
I have an answer to this question.
All right, who's that?
And because it was just disappointing to see what kind of condition he was in. Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Yes, I was. I've told the story before, but we met him at Fox Prowl last year. Not last year, 2015. I keep forgetting we're in 2017 now. 2015, yeah. Fox Prowl Con. He was there. And, oh, my God, the guy was at another level of some sort of inebriation. I don't know what, but it was pretty sad, in all honesty. So I kind of wish I hadn't met him in that state. It's kind of disappointing to see.
That's actually where my head went right away was like a famous person that I kind of wish I wouldn't have met or something. But
yeah, and that's the best thing I could come up with. I mean, conversely, I mean, there's been some really cool people that I've met that have been, you know, famous in at one level or another. You know, like if we stick with the Comic-Con theme, how about Tito Santana? He was actually really cool. He was really nice too. I didn't even look at any of the stuff he was selling, but he was still really cool. I mean, Kevin Smith has always been really cool to me. Who else? Jim Edelston.
That guy.
He's one that I'm glad I met. How about that?
Yeah, I'm with Dylan. I can't really think of anybody that I've ever met in life that I'm like, you know, whatever. There's always been a lesson learned, but I my head immediately went to, like you said, like, I didn't think of Neidhart, but I'm just thinking that's what I thought, though, was like,
who did something that you were kind of like, oh boy, that's kind of rough.
Yeah, like, who was I really, like, pumped to meet and, like, met him, and it was like, ugh.
I wasn't even so pumped to meet him, really, because I don't always get into that thing about meeting people. Like, I know, like, when we went to Rebellion a couple years ago, did you wait in the line with Paul to meet Kurt Zurich? And
no.
I can appreciate that. I know people like to do that sort of thing, but I'm really not huge on that. There's a few people I've done that with, but I'm not really hugely into that.
No, I did it for the guys from Periphery, but it was like at the end of their signing, and like they didn't have a big line anyway, so they were like, yeah, come on over.
Right on.
So, and like I've done it with like a bunch of like comic book writers and artists that I've met at like conventions, but it's always like, yeah, I just want to like hang out and just say hey and get a picture.
Like, I think I actually, like, met a couple of those guys, like, in passing, like, when they were going to see Slash, and I looked up and I saw them, and I was like, hey, I really enjoyed your set, and, oh, they're like, oh, thanks, man, and that was it, and that's,
well,
like...
I didn't wait online to meet Queensryche. I just walked over to the guys and was like, hey, I saw you guys play before, you guys were awesome, I like your music, and they're like, thanks, like, can I get a picture? Cool, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think
of... I'm, like, really trying to think of somebody that, like...
I think there was somebody.
You know, it's really weird, though, to your point, too, Mike, though. Even, like, I don't know if you want to say famous people, celebrity, whatever. Not that, like, you get to hang out with them or whatever, but a lot of people that I've met just seem way more normal or, like, I don't know if it's just because you know, personally put them on a pedestal or whatever, but, and not that it's disappointing, it's just weird.
They're just going to be just as, well, in some way, just like you or me or Dylan, you know, they're not going to be anything different than, you know, hopefully.
Yeah. Like when case. I met Steve Gutenberg, and I know Shad was real excited to meet him and everything. And he came into Shad's booth and all that stuff.
Is that what you call it?
Nice. And the Goot was just a really down to earth, normal dude, man.
Yeah. That was a little disappointing at that he was already gone. The day that Sean and I were up, I was like, man, it wasn't like we were there that late. He was already gone. I was like, shit, man.
Yeah.
Some of the wrestlers I've met have been really cool. Like, I got to meet Matt Hardy. He was kind of cool. And Maria. Do you know who Maria is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was nice. Taz was pretty awesome. John Morrison was really nice. You know who probably the best one was that I've met as far as talking with and who's like really down to earth and cool was Cody Rhodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's really, really, really awesome guy. Like, I had a whole conversation with him because he started with WWE like within the year after he got to induct his dad into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to meet him that following year down in Florida, like at WrestleMania. And we were talking with him, and I was like, man, your speech for your dad was amazing. He's like, oh, man. He's like, I don't hear that often. He's like, I really appreciate that. And he's like, oh, man, I'm glad you said that. He's like, not too many people come up and say stuff like that. I was like, hey, you know what? It was really cool. I was glad to be there and just, you know, hear what you had to say. And then we were joking around with him about some other things. And he was just really cool. I mean, it was a really great experience.
I'm actually shocked he's still not there.
I'm not. Those guys, they kind of burn out from it. They burn out from that same grind over and over again. And they want to do something different. They kind of get like creatively almost just stumped, you know, like it just doesn't do anything for them anymore after a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Like they can't get up to that next rung, and they're not given that chance to do so.
Right.
So after a while, it just kind of, they're just like, this sucks. I'm gone for like, you know, almost 300 days a year, and I'm not moving anywhere up the card at all, you know? So it kind of disappoints them, I think, after a while.
Yeah, I agree. Dude I'd like to meet that I haven't is Triple H.
He actually seems like he'd be pretty cool to meet.
I don't know. Everything I've ever seen or read about the guy or whatever, like, he spends time with the kids and all that stuff, like, whereas other people walked away in airports, and
yeah,
I've heard nothing but good things, so I'd be real interested just to meet him to...
Yeah, I hear that.
You know what? I do have somebody that I met, and I kind of wish I had never even bothered. And it wasn't because, like, I think they're, like, an awful person or anything. I think it was more just, like, the circumstances around it was Slash.
Oh, okay.
Because he put out his autobiography when I was still in high school. And I was really into Guns N' Roses back in high school. I sound like I'm talking about like being, you know, growing up in the 80s, but it was the, you know, the 2000s, and I just really like Guns N' Roses. And there was a local bookstore that was having a book signing, so I went with like some other people, but they had to leave because like for some other reasons. So it was just me and this other girl that was there, and like it was basically just like you're sitting on this line for an hour and a half beforehand, and you know, just sitting there basically like waiting to make sure you got a place online. And then when you go in, it's just like you have like, you know, three people that work at the fucking bookstore being like, no pictures. He signs your book. You can shake his hand and then you leave. It's like, really? I've been here for 2 hours. I don't get to say hello or anything. And they're just like, make it as quick as you possibly can. You walk in and it's just like, he's like, hi, signs a book. Hi, I love your music. Thank you. Goodbye. And it's like,
yeah, you know, those things can be kind of tough, though.
I can think of 15 to 20 more experiences I've had with people where they have signed my stuff, and it's been like, let's sit here and chat for a minute. Like, it's also different people. Like, I went to Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con one year, and I got David Lloyd, the guy who drew the V for Vendetta comic book. I walk up to him. It was early in the morning. I said, hey, I know you're still setting up, but I wanted to just, you know, say hey and thanks for doing this and would you sign my book? And he's like, yeah, sure, just give me a second. And he's just sitting there and he's like, And he started talking to me about how concerned he was about the fact that libraries were closing, like, or not just in England, but around the world. And he's like, you know, he's like, oh, it makes me sad that, like, you know, that we might be, live in a future where kids don't know what a library is and it's going to affect their ability to read. And obviously Jim's already part of that problem. And he like drew a little picture of the V for Vendetta guy, V in my book and everything. And I'm like, you know, that was an awesome interaction. It cost me nothing other than, you know, the entry fee. But yeah, like that whole Slash thing, I'm like, I'm sure there were like other places I could have maybe like, you know, maybe like had a conversation and like gotten a picture with them. But it just was like, it just seemed like such a waste other than, you know, yeah. You signed my book and I like the book.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I had a retail job where I worked, like the place I worked at had in-store events, and those things were always horrible because it was so quick and fast, regardless of how many people were there. There, it was just, you know, like, just get them in and out of the, you know, like, meet the person, sign the thing, out, you know, and they were always horrible. They always seemed bad. I don't know. Yeah, I'd say that's it for insecurities for this week. We'll get back to it. Did anybody have a Sarge? I mean, did we want to do a quick Sarge thing, or?
Jim is the Sarge.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I think we have Jim as our Sarge of the week.
Well, who's doing the Sarge of the week intro?
Well, I think Jim is.
Should I intro myself?
Yeah.
Sarge of the week.
Well, Jim.
All right, you know, all right, guys. Who's the Sarge of the week?
Well, for keeping us waiting for 40 minutes, I would say you're the Sarge of the week.
So
background story. Basically, we were going to get on and start recording at about 8:30, and it came to be about what, quarter after nine when we actually finally hit record.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah. So Jim gets our Sarge vote from Dylan and I this week.
Fuckers.
Not a good way to start off the year, Jim.
I know, my bad. It's a busy time right now. I gotta get shit in order, man.
Hey, but you know what? This was episode 48. We got many more episodes coming for the year.
I just wish Blake would willingly take the mantle when it's earned.
I'll take it now, I guess.
Wow, you can't take it when it's my moment.
Hey, but you know what I'm excited for?
What's that?
A couple episodes from now, episode 50.
Oh, we're almost over the hill. Oh, wait, no, we are over the hill, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oof.
Episode 50, motherfuckers.
We're almost as old as Daryl and Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have Paul on episode 50.
I think we should just call the episode 50 Daryl.
Or the Paul show.
Maybe.
I heard the cat.
Yep. Yep.
Pepper. Who's that, Duffy?
No, that's Pepper in the house.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? Jim, Sarge of the Week this week.
Just for keeping us waiting. It's deserved.
Dylan, do you agree with that? I mean, you always seem to
I do.
You know who else is the Sarge of the Week?
Who was that?
Dylan.
I was trying to lead him into it. And... No,
Dylan.
Oh, but why? What?
Who else would be the Sarge of the Week, Dylan?
Dylan, do you always say?
Oh, right. That fucking Canadian, Chris Seymour.
You sound like me doing the intro now.
Oh, my God. I was like pulling teeth.
I forgot. Yeah,
hey, Chris Seymour, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, wow, from Crandall.
Yeah,
from Jim, downtown.
From Jim Crandall himself.
Yeah, Jim Crandall. I was sick of waiting for Dylan, so I figured I would just jump in there and take it, you know?
Hey, Chris, why don't you log on to your fucking Yahoo account and set your lines in fantasy hockey, you fucking twat.
You know what? He sent me a picture today because he insists he actually works. And he's like, this is me working. So I'm going to post that on Barbecue website and so everybody can see him working.
Does he even know how to log into Yahoo? Isn't he still using like Lycos or something?
He's using CompuServe.
Lycos, Jesus Christ.
He's still trying to access some GeoCities webpage.
What was the other one? Angel Fire?
Yeah.
Oh, that's old school.
Say, but hey, if you want to check us out on our GeoCities page, go to facebook.com/Jim's BBQ Pod.
And if you want to get pictures and daily updates, you can go to our Angel Fire accounts and follow us at Jim's BBQ Pod. Pod.
You can also go to our business class Angel Fire account website at jimsbbqpod.com, or get the episodes fresh from the grill right there under the episodes link.
from our live journal.
There you go. Or you could email us at or you could email us at jimsbbqpod@angelfire.com.
Subtitle gmail.com.
Yep.
Yes. And don't forget, you can also download 2-second snippets on our website, because that's all we can put up there with our 14.4K modem. But you can get those 2-second snippets also at iTunes when it exists.
And you can also piss off Lars and go on Napster to get our stuff too.
Yeah, which is funny that Napster actually has the Napster pay service has Metallica now. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny how those things work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, all right, boys. Episode 48 in the books.
Gotta have our closer, man.
In the can. All right,
in
you
the
ready?
Can. Wait, all our episodes end up in the can in some fashion or another?
Somewhat.
All right, Dylan.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Jim's BBQ Pod, where we always French kiss using the beef tongue.
Nice.
Wow, I didn't even know we served beef tongue here at Jim's BBQ.
Well, that was ox tongue on the cruise, but
yeah, man, our menu is expanding.
It is, just like Jim's butthole.
Oh,
wow,
that's between us, Dylan.
What?
It's between your cheeks.
It's between him and a stone. It's between him and a stone cock.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
All right, boys.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right. Well, go ahead.
All right. You ready?
We're ready.
Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
Oh, you know what? You failed.
Why?
Because you had to Facebook Live it.
Oh, yeah. I totally didn't Facebook Live it.
Well, I know who's getting my Sarge of the Week.
Jim.
Yeah, right? Still Jim.
Yep. Bunch of savages.
I could probably do it again.